merciful, has the eye of a beggar, though he be a sultan. He had trodden virtue underfoot. The prison had become a hell on account of that robber of bread. If you flee in hope of some relief, on that side also a calamity comes to meet you. No corner is without wild beasts. There is no rest but in the place where you are alone with God. The corner of this world's inevitable prison is not exempt from the charges for visitors and housewarming.
You notice that story stopped. Story was this fellow, nasty fellow, is eating everything. Then Rumi stopped and is going somewhere else. He started to explain. He started with what? With something simple that, listen, there is a duality at work. There is up and there is down. You cannot escape from it. Nothing is safe. We are not in the illusion of being delighted and everything is good and things like that. We know there are problems and we call this existing universe, this is a jail for us. And we want to be freed from this jail. Do you remember this jail? It was a cage, parrot. You remember the merchant who had a parrot in the cage and the parrot wanted to go out? He said, this is a prison. This is a jail. And we want to get out of this prison. Now, he will explain this for a couple of verses. I mean, to the end of this paragraph, he doesn't come back to the story. He wants to explain something. One of the main stuff again of intelligence. The brain, apple, is always in rush. Why? Because it knows that it's temporary. When you know you're temporary, you're in rush. The breath, the soul, is not in rush because it's permanent. It doesn't go away. This is something that you should pay attention to. Remember the last verse of book one? He said, rushing doesn't get you back. Be patient. Patient is the key. Because logic doesn't understand it. You know what's the special part of being patient that the logic doesn't get at all? Is the pleasure. Because logic thinks that if you cannot do it right away, this is bad. Doesn't understand that you could look at the kid and love every moment of growing up of this kid for 10 years and be patient with the kid and love every single moment of it, because logic believes that waiting is bad because it's in the rush. In a rush to do what? To arrive to an end? Oh, we know what the end of life is. So I'm rushing to God. What's the rush? The logic is rushing. So we will talk about stuff here. First, we will talk about imagination, khyal. Then he talks about sabr, patience. Then he talks about something which is something that you don't need to understand. You should. He will bring an example which is quite good to think about it. He said, let's go to that jealousy stuff. The best example is Joseph. Joseph is beautiful. And Jacob loves the guy for his beauty. But the brothers, they don't see the beauty. They're jealous. They see something else. So that jealousy, that feeling will change the way you see. That's why we are starting with that. We are talking about the way to look, and we know that the jealousy will ruin it. Yes?
By God, if you go into a mouse hole, you will be afflicted by someone who has the claws of a cat. Man has fatness from fancy, if his fancies are beautiful.
Okay, here I have to interrupt. But does it make sense that man has fancies? Because here he would say, yeah, it's khiyar, it's imagination. See, humanity will grow up. It's not getting fat. In all the time, being healthy means having enough reserve to become healthy. See, human being becomes healthy and good from imagination. If the imagination, the image in his mind is beautiful, he will become healthy. If the imagination is awful, he will burn like a candle. It's imagination. Do you remember it? Second paragraph, book one. Is that imagination, it looks as if it doesn't exist, but everything is riding on that. We started book two with that. We say imagination is what we're talking about. Good image will ruin your life. Bad image will ruin your life. Good image will save you. That's what it is. Yes?
Man has fatness from imagination. If his imaginations are beautiful, and if his imaginations show anything unlovely, he melts away as wax by a fire. If amid snakes and scorpions, God keep you with the imagination of them that are fair, the snakes and scorpions will be friendly to you, because that imagination is the elixir which transmutes your copper. Patience is sweetened by fair imagination. Since the imagination of relief have come, the imaginations from relief have come before.
You see, this patience we're talking about, a fellow who patiently is watching the grow of the children, the imagination of their future and all that will make it all delightful. Because happiness depends on the way you are looking at this stuff. That's all. Yes?
That relief comes into the heart from faith. Weakness of faith is despair and torment. Patience gains a crown from faith. Where one hath no patience, he hath no faith.
This is just for your information. This is Arabic again. He will say, you remember I repeated it, I believe, 1,000 times. Rumi, when he is really excited and he becomes sentimental, he will use Arabic because he loves Arab language. But always he will translate it. Here, we will go that the patients will find a heart from belief and faith. Haysolo sabrafala imam la is an Arabic word. And this is why somebody, the impatient one is a non-believer. Then we will translate it. The Prophet said exactly the same thing. Yes?
The Prophet said, God has not given faith to anyone in whose nature there is no patience.
So you see that he will connect patience and faith directly. Yes?
Excuse me, so is that faith iman?
Iman, yes.
That same one in your eyes is like a snake, is a picture in the eyes of another. Because in your eyes is the imagination of his being an infidel, while in the eyes of his friend is the image of his being a believer. For both, the effects exist in this one person. Now he is a fish and now a hook. Half of him is believer, half of him infidel. Half of him cupidity, half of him patience. your God has said, of you believing, again, of you unbelieving.
Again, a mixture of Arabic and Persian. You see where he's going? We're talking about the subject was quite clear in the story of that Sufi. We're talking about imitation, right? Then he came to imitation. He started with the story, a couple of verses, and it's suspended over there. He started to talk about what? Look at the page. All of it is one very important stuff, easy to understand and easy to forget. It's this duality in reality. In this reality, first of all, the start of the reality would go on that wherever you look, there is the danger is over there and salvation is over there. Both are together. And you cannot run away from one of them to another one, because there is no black or white. There is always black and white, 2 degrees or. Therefore, remember our subject. We are not here talking about your normal life. We are talking about imagination. We are trying to change your imagination. You know why? As simple as this. If God wants to punish a fellow, will turn his imagination to bad, and he wants to save you. Don't think about God. Understand this, that your happiness raises from beautiful images in your mind, and your unhappiness comes from the ugly imagination. As simple as that. Let's go to that patience. Do you remember I said you should be patient? The technique is to change your imagination, because if in your imagination the good outcome of patience is there, you will enjoy it. That's the point. The point is to change your imagination. Let's go back to this duality. In this universe, there is no pure stuff. I say mu'min, right? Believer. Is he a believer or not? The only one that I could point and say, he is the believer, is a prophet. The rest, we are mixture. Do not confuse the simplicity of this childhood, childish wishes in our brain that we want it only one way. We want the life with no pain. If there is no pain, there is no joy. Mixture. Understand this. Even the people are half believer, half non-believer. Like a cow, yes.
Like an ox, is the left half black, the other half white as the moon. Whoever sees the former, half spurns. Whoever sees the latter, half seeks. Joseph was like a beast of burden in the eyes of his brethren. At the same time, in the eyes of a Jacob, he was like a Huri.
You know what a Huri is? Huri are female angels in heaven. That's the name of my sister. Yeah?
Through evil imagination, the derivative eye and the original unseen eye regarded him as ugly. Know that the outward eye is the shadow of that eye.
Yeah, remember that when we say I, we don't say this. All this physical existence to us is the shadow of something. Later, we'll define it philosophically. There is form and essence. This is